محمد قل الأمر الذين أوفى علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم فخفض عنا بحقهم فرجا عاجلا قريبا كلمح البصر وهو يا محمد يا علي يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا محمد إن سياني فإنكما كافيان وإن سواني فإنكما ناصران يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان
Shia Ayan and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the day of the love and affection. And this is the day when Allah Ta'ala has completed, and this is the day when it is being proved and evident that Nubuwwat is finished, and the day when Imamat is begin with the Imamat of the Commander of Faithful, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. And this is the day when all the unbelievers, they become disappear, and they were hopeless from the religion. The day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced, Al-Yawma Ya'asad Latina Kafaru Min Deenakum. And dear brothers and sisters, this day, if we look according to our traditions, and importance of this day, before I go through the verse I recited in the beginning, or Aima alayhi salam, they have spoken about this day. There is a riwaya from Ziyad ibn Muhammad. He says that I have entered to the sixth Imam Ja'far ibn Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. And I asked from Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, Alil Muslimina Eidun Ghayr Yawm Al-Jum'ati Wal Fitr Wal Adha. Is there any other Eid other than Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr? And the day of Jum'ah, as day of Jum'ah is also considered one of the Eid within the Muslims, as they get together and there is a congregational prayer on that day. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Qala na'am. He said, yes, there is a great Eid, and that is al-yawm alladhi nasaba Rasulullah Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the day when Prophet, peace be upon him, has appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam and Vinayat. Then next tradition, which is from Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, as he said, Aidu Adid Fawm Afdalu A'yad Ummati. That this celebration of the Hadir Fawm is one of the important ayat, one of the important celebration of my nation. Over Yawm Al-Ladhi. And then he explains about this day. Over Yawm Al-Ladhi. Amarani Allah Ta'ala Fihi Binasb Akhi Ali Ibn Abi Talib Adaman Li'Ummati. That is the day when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has commanded me that you have to appoint on this day your brother Ali ibn Abi Talib as your successor. And this is the day Allah has commanded يَقْتَدُونَ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ, that they have to follow as the amarat and commandership of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam after the Prophet. وَهُوَ الْيَوْمِ الَّذِي أَكْمَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ الدِّينِ. And Prophet has said, this is the day when Allah Ta'ala has completed his religion as Islam, and he has chosen Islam as his religion. He says salawat altogether. And one of the interesting tradition of our sixth Imam, when he speaks about this day, he says that for Eid al-Akbar, this is not the greatest Eid, وَمَا أَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيًّا إِلَّا وَتُعِيدَ فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ. But Allah Ta'ala has not sent down any prophet in this earth, but he has celebrated this day. So that means this Eid is not only celebration after the Prophet, peace be upon him, but this Eid is being celebrated by Prophet Adam. It is being celebrated by Hazrat Nuh. This is being celebrated by Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is also being celebrated by Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. According to this tradition, all 124,000 prophets have celebrated this greatest Eid. And then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Ahmad Hurmatahu. And every prophet has looked after the greatness of this day. واسمعوا في اسماء في السماء يوم العهد المعهود. This is the day which is called on the skies as a day to take the allegiance from the people. This is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare us from the fitrah of the human being. وَفِلْ عَرْضِ هُوَ يَوْمُ الْمِيثَاقِ الْمَأْخُورِ. And this is day again when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to ask from Prophet peace be upon him that you have to take that allegiance again, and you have to ask him that you should commit that allegiance that you have taken with your fitrah, and you have to be committed with the wilayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. So this gathering of Ghadir, it was very important, and this celebration is one of the important celebrations. So let us go through and the Quranic verses about this day. We say salawat together. Brothers and sisters, I have recited one of the ayat, which is from Surah Maida, and Alhamdulillah, all those ayat related to this day, they are in the same surah. And also the ayat of Wilayat is in Surah Maida. If we want to call this surah, Surah Maida, as a surah of Wilayat, it's the best name for this surah, because it includes some of the important ayat and some of the important commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you please say salawat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this verse by Prophet peace be upon him. He was commanded from Medina to perform the final hajj. Final hajj, when we say it does not mean that Prophet has performed many hajj in his life, but this was the time when it was the final year of Prophet peace be upon him, and Jibreel came to Prophet and he asked Prophet that you have to go and teach the rituals of the hajj to your people and to your fathers. And Prophet got ready. It is said that there was around 120,000 people. They got together after the invitation of Prophet peace be upon him. And how lucky was these people that they have performed the rituals of hajj in the leadership of the final Prophet, and who is Sayyid al-Anbiya, Khatam al-Mursaleen, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It was 10th Hijrah when this caravan got ready, and they prepared to go towards Makkah. When they reached Makkah, after completion of all the rituals, when there is a ritual of a stay, short stay in the Arafah, there is a wukuf of Arafah, when they are all through there, Holy Prophet peace be upon him had to deliver a sermon. And there is a tradition today as well, although we do not have a capable imam over there, and we are waiting that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send that apostle of Prophet peace be upon him who can deliver the same sermon of Prophet peace be upon him on that field of the Arafah. And I hope that we will all listen that sermon from that infallible authority of Imam Zaman. Dear brothers and sisters, Prophet peace be upon him, when he started that sermon, delivering that sermon, because he was told by the Archangel Jibreel that this is your final year, and you have to leave this world, and you have to say your wills to your people and to your followers. Whatever you want to say, this is your final time. Of course, Prophet has delivered sermon as he wished and as he wanted, but there was some fear behind, and he could not say everything to the people. He said some of the principles and general things that the people they can follow after his life. But after completion of this sermon, then the rituals of Hajj completed. So this is very interesting to know about the shan and the dood of this ayah which I have recited in the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, Ya ayyuha Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayk. When they started to walk towards their houses, and they left Medina towards Mecca, and there was built a place which is called Jufa, and this is one of the miqat, or one of the stations from where Hajj is, they join for the Hajj. So this is one of the stations of the Hajj. Today also Jufa is one of the famous places. When they reached on that point, Archangel Jibreel came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is asking Prophet peace be upon him, Ya ayyuha Rasul, O Abazim, balligh ma unzila ilayk. You have to convey that message which was being revealed to you. So in the background of that history, you will find that of course Prophet has delivered his last sermon on the Arafah, and he should not be in need that he has to deliver another sermon, or he has to convey any other message. When he has completed his messages, and there was a huge gathering of 20,000 people. So what is the reason that again he has been asked that you have to deliver that message which was being conveyed to you? Then look at the next part of the verse. It says, وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ. So there is an ultimatum to the Prophet peace be upon him. If you do not deliver this message, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَةً. That means you have not conveyed any message before. That means you have not completed your messages. And then there is another important point in this verse where we can understand that what was the reason the Prophet peace be upon him kept many things secret in that deliverance of the message in Arafah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. That you should not have any fear. You should not be afraid of. But you should deliver the message. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect you from the people. So this ayah, this part of the ayah shows that there were fears. That's why Prophet peace be upon him could not deliver all the messages. But now it is the time. This is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Prophet peace be upon him to deliver the clear message. Although it was there, he said, some of the advices in the Arafah about Ahlul Bayt, he spoke about Fitra, but in this sermon, he has to say something clear, that everybody can understand. Now, Prophet peace be upon him start in that place. And this is the perfect word of Prophet peace be upon him. And he said that, I'm not going to move from this place until I convey the message. So that means he was always committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Quran is witness about his personality. وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Whenever he receives the revelation, his tradition is that he has to convey the message. But brothers and sisters, it was difficult for the Prophet peace be upon him, as the fear was that if he said that his Abadil is one of his family member or one of his cousins, maybe many people they will start thinking that Prophet peace be upon him as announcing his close family or relatives as his companion or his successor. Prophet started to call the people and invite the people at that place. There was a place close to that, which is today called as a Zatir Qom. There was a lake of water, and the people, they used to give water to their animals and horses and the camels while they were going through this way. And this was part of the important threshold of all those caravans. They were coming back or going towards Hajj. This was a crossroad. This was a junction of all these people. Prophet on that place, and then he asked from the people that take off all the saddles from the camel, that he has to be prepared to give this sermon. That when he's going to stand for the sermon, everybody can look at him and everybody can listen clearly what he's going to convey. He does not want to hide anything. That is why this was a completely different type of the stage prepared. And according to historian, it was mid of the day, hottest weather in that desert of Saudi Arabia. Today also, if you go, you will find that how hot is that desert. And in that place, according to the historian, this was tradition of the prophet, that always when he was delivering a sermon, it was some short sermons, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes, he is not a person who delivers long sermons, but he used to deliver very short sermons. But in that place, Prophet, peace be upon him, had delivered a long sermon. It was hour or more long. And after that long sermon, Prophet, peace be upon him, stopped. And then he asked some people, there was a question raised from the Prophet, peace be upon him. As he said, Alastu awla min bi anfusikum. That's it. Don't you think that I am one of the preferred person over you, on your souls, on yourself? And the people, they replied, Bala ya Rasulullah. Everybody replied, yes, of course. Oh, Apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in you. And you are preferred personality between the Ummah. And there was time when Prophet called Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was standing within the gathering. He called him up the stage. And he held the hand of Amir al-Mu'mineen. We have to repeat this history because in the message of Prophet, peace be upon him, there is an interesting part which I would like to touch today. He held the hand of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he took that hand until the people, they could see clearly the hand of Amir al-Mu'mineen and underneath of the hand of Amir al-Mu'mineen as well. And at that time, when he wanted to convey that message with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was requiring, إِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. If you do not deliver this message, if you do not convey this message, you have not conveyed any message. At that time, everything stopped. All the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they started to look at the earth. And all the creatures of the world, they were watching. And the people and the companion, they were listening. Then Prophet has said the important message, as he said, مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَادَ عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَى. Whoever believes in me as a master, he has to believe after me, Amir al-Mu'mineen as master. Brothers and sisters, when you look at the authority of the Prophet and the post of the Prophet, he is not only authority over the human being, but he is master for the angels. He is master for the jinn. He is master for all the creatures in this world. That authority he is saying today. That whosoever in this world, when he said, Man kuntu maulahu, he is not saying that from the people whosoever believes. But he says that whosoever in this world believe me as an apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from time now, the Mawla is Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. Yes. When Prophet has completed that, then the people, And this was the congratulations, a tradition of the congratulations which Prophet asked from the people, you have to say, Bakhtin Bakhtin Laka, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, Asbahta Mawlaya, Wa Mawla Kull Mu'minin Mu'minatin. That's congratulations to you, O Amir al-Mu'minin, O Ali ibn Abi Talib. Today, you have been appointed as Mawla of all the Mu'minin and Mu'minat in this world. Dear brothers and sisters, when this message was conveyed, now we can see another ayat which is revealed in the same Surah Maida, which has been set in the beginning of Surah Maida, and Allah Ta'ala has said that Al-Yawma يَأْسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْهُمْ. Today all the non-believers became hopeless about your religion, because Vilayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen is a kind of entity that everybody will not have any type of hope about this religion, that they can change or they can alter in this religion. This religion will remain as the same as it was revealed by Allah Ta'ala. And there is a great protector of this religion. Prophet has given a great insurance to the people, that this insurance is through Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. And now, another ayah. Another ayah which is revealed on the same day, which is being said after this in the Quran today, which we have. Allah Ta'ala has said, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Akmamtu Alaykum Ni'amati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. That today we have completed the religion, and we have perfected all the blessings, and today we have chosen Islam as religion. Today many people, they are proud to call Islam as their religion, but they have to go back and they have to look that when this Islam was chosen as a religion. That was the day when the Vilayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen is being announced. On that day Allah Ta'ala has announced that on this day we have chosen Islam as a religion. Now let me look at what kind of things we have to do during these days, or especially this night or tomorrow, the day which is the greatest celebration within or Shia belief. Can you all say salawat, please? I would like to say, according to the tradition of Prophet, peace be upon him, as he has asked the people what we have to do. One of the things the Prophet has asked in the same sermon, when he conveyed this message, after that, he asked people, Ya ma'ashar al-Muslimin, O group of the Muslims, liyablugh al-shahida lil-ghaib. That today all the people, they are present here, they have to convey this message, everybody who is not present there. So this is one of the greatest beauty the Prophet has put on all shoulders, that we have to convey this message in every time and all ages to our generations, that believe in Amir al-Mu'mineen and accept him as Mawla. This is one of the duties. And tomorrow, when we meet to each other, when we have been asked, that we have to say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikeen bi wilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib. That is actually conveying the message. It is not only to thank Allah SWT, but it is to convey the message. When you meet the other brothers, you meet with smiling face and say congratulations to each other, and after that you can say this, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana min al-mutawassikeena bi wilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib. The second thing which is important tradition on this day, it is day of it'am to the people, to offer the food to the mu'minin. This is one of the important tradition, as Abu Prophet has been said, فصام النبي شكرا لله تلك اليوم. On that day when he conveyed the message, Prophet peace be upon him fasted to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have been able to convey the message in perfect manner. So we have to fast on this day. And at the end of fasting, it has been said the Prophet invited the people at heart and he asked the people to offer the iftar to them. And this is the tradition. And he said that al-yawm, yawm al-siyam, wa it'am, this is the day to offer the food to the other people. Wa silat al-akhwan, another thing that you have to go to your relatives and you have to make your relations strengthen this day. This is important, that silat al-akhwan is one of the important duties on this day. Wa ma'udat al-rahman, this is the day to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasure of that merciful Rahman on this day, or Margamat al-Shaytan. And this is the day when we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us refuge from that Shaytan, Mardut. And the third tradition is also important, the day of gifts, the day when we have to offer the gifts to the other people. In Hadith it's been said, فَإِذَا تَرَاقِيْتُمْ, whenever you meet to each other, فَصَّافَهُ بِالتَّسْلِيمْ, you have to meet them this day by saying Salaam Alaikum وَتَعَانُ النِّعْمَةَ, and you have to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, this is greatest blessing today, this is the important ni'mat today, وَلْيَبْلُغَ الْحَاضِرُ الْغَائِبُ, and every parent person has to give this message to the other person. And then Prophet said, you have to give the hadiyah and gifts to the other people. Fourth tradition of this day is also important. And all these, if you look at them, you will find that there is actually to make our brotherhood and our friendship and love and affection between our community. That is why Prophet has asked on that day in dua, Allahumma ba'adiman ba'alahu, ba'adiman adahu, to put that dua in perfect manner. And to convey this dua, it is important that fourth thing is important. It's to take other people in your custody. As today one of the brothers, he was talking about Al-Tam, and there are many Al-Tam in this world. Those they are Shia and believers of Ahlul Bayt al-Salam, it is important to take them in your custody. فَقُلْ مَنْ تَكَفَّلَ عَدَدًا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, this is saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, that whosoever is going to take anybody, any mu'min or mu'mina in his custody, أَنَا ظَنَّنَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الْأَمَانَ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالنِّفَاقِ, I am going to give a complete assurance to that person that he will be protected from kufr and from nifaq. This is the protection from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. This is zamanat from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. It's very important. The zamanat. This is not insurance from the companies. This is insurance from a person who is being appointed as imam on this day, on the day of Radir. Dear brothers and sisters, and all sixth Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has said, وَلَ دِرْهَمٌ فِيهِ بِأَلْفِ دِرْهَمٍ لِإِخْوَانِكَ الْعَارِفُونَ فَأَحْضَرُوا عَلَىٰ إِخْوَانِكَ فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ, that if you give $1 or $1 dirham, on that day it's been said, dirham, they, we don't have dirham. Those people, they are living in Iraq, maybe they use their dirham, but over here we have translated that. If you give $1, that will be equal to $1,000. That is really important, because then you are going to make other people happy, and you make them pleased on this day. This is actually to make Allah from God at peace, because you are pleasing the people only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is one of the greatest duty in this day. This is also day to convey the happiness to the other people, to say congratulations to other people as well. يوم صوم شكر الله تعالى and قولوا رحمه الله بعد انقضاء مجمعكم بالتوسع على عياركم. And Prophet said that when you come back from your gathering and congregations to your home at that time, be pleased with your family and say congratulations and create an environment of the happiness at your home. So that is why it's been said, هَذِهِ أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْيَادِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this night and day, which is tomorrow. And tomorrow fasting is recommended. It is very important, brothers and sisters. And also, as I said, that start the day with the ghusl. There are some of the du'as to be recited. And ziyarat aminullah, which is one of the important ziyarat you can recite wherever you are. We will try to recite this ziyarat. It is shortest ziyarat, inshallah, right now, at the end of our majlis. And at least during this night also, we can say salam to Amir al-Mu'mineen. For the dua, I would like to recite the same dua which Prophet has recited on the day of Qadir, and we'll recite together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma zaliman wala wa adiman ada. Let's say the first sentence as well all together. Man kuntu maula fa'aliyan maula Allahumma wali maula wa'adi man aga wansur man nasara wahdur man khabara من كنت مولى فعلي مولى اللهم وعلي مولى وعدي من عدا وانصر من نصر واخدر من خبر اللهم عجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Thank you very much, Maulana. Brothers and sisters, I just have a quick announcement. We are done with our main program here. Inshallah, we'll be going upstairs for dinner. I just want to let you know that the brothers and sisters upstairs in the cafeteria have prepared the dining hall specially for this night. And when you go upstairs, they are requesting that you please take care of the decorations that they have put up there and make sure your kids are not messing with them. They have taken a lot of trouble to go through that. And also, I want to remind you that next Saturday for the Eid al-Mubarakah program, we're going to have a special program for the children here. So please make sure the kids get here so they can participate in that program. Mona is requesting that we all get ready for ziyarah.
أمين الله قربة إلى الله. السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده. السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين. Let's say all together. السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه صلى الله عليه وآله حتى دعاك الله إلى جواره فقبض كائنيه باختياره وألزم أعداءك الحجة حجة مع ما لك من الحجج البالغة على جميع خلقه. اللهم فاجعل نفسي مطمئنة بقدرك راضية بقضائك مولعة بذكرك ودعائك محبة لصفوة أوليائك محبوبة في عظمك وسمائك صابرة على نزول بلائك شاكرة لفضائل نعمائك ذاكرة لصوابر آلائك مشتاقة إلى فرحة لقائك متزبدة للتقوى ليوم جزائك مستنة بسنن أوليائك مفارقة لأخلاق أعدائك مشغولة عن الدنيا بحمدك وثنائك. Let's raise our hands and say dua. اللهم إنا قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعة وأعلام القاصدين إليك واضحة وأفئدة العارفين منك فاضحة وأصوات الداعين إليك صاعدة وأبواب الإجابة لهم مفتحة ودعوة من ناجاك مستجابة وتوبة من أناب إليك مقبولة وعمرة من بكى من خوفك مرحوبة ولذاك لمن استغاث بك موجودة ولإعانة لمن استعان بك مبذولة وعبادتك لعبادتك منجزة وذلل من استقالك مقالة وأعمال العاملين لديك محفوظة وأرزاق إلى الخلائق من لدنك نازلة وعوائد المزيد إليهم واصلة وذنوب المستغفرين مغفورة وحوائج خلقك عندك مقضية وجزائر السائلين عندك موفرة وعوائد المزيد متواترة وموائد المستدعمين معدة ومناهل الضمائر مكرعة. اللهم فاستجب دعائي. اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي. يا الله make us together with أهل البيت واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد وعلي وفاطمة والحسن والحسين إنك ولي نعمائي ومنتهى مناي وغاية رجائي في منقلبي ومثواي أنت إلهي وسيدي ومولاي. It's like standing with the shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen and saying these words. إلهي وسيدي ومولاي اغفر لأوليائنا وكف عنا أعداءنا. O Allah, protect us from our enemies. وَشَغُلْهُمْ عَنْ عَبَالَ Make them busy within themselves. وَأَظْهِرْ كَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ وَاجْعَلْهُمْ عَنْ أُولِيَا أضهب كلمة الباطل واجعلها السفلى إنك على كل شيء قدير. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. ولا جعل الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليك يا مولانا أبا الحسن علي بن موسى الرضا. كن شفيعنا وشفيع والدينا في يوم الجزاء. السلام عليك يا مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان الأمان من فتن الزمان. السلام عليك يا خليفة الرحمن. السلام عليك يا مظهر الإيمان. السلام عليك يا قامع الكفر والطغيان. السلام عليك يا دافع الظلم والعدوان. عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا الله من أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Brothers and sisters, as you go upstairs for dinner, please do not forget to pray for those families who sponsored the program this evening. Thank you.